Here's the Friday Short for October 31st of 2025. Our good friends from the Michigan Progressive outfit known as Distill Social released an excellent write-up on their Substack about two Michigan MAGA congressmen making some big bucks thanks to their influential roles in Washington, D.C. Distill Social cited a report from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, which gave details on 10 specific members of Congress who stand to benefit quite handsomely thanks to the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, or as I call it here, the MAGA murder budget. Contained in that bill, of course, were massive and generous tax breaks for the oligarchy class and for corporations, which wasn't a shock since corporate authoritarians gladly backed a second Trump term. And make no mistake, they will vociferously and energetically back a third Trump term. But according to that Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy report, MAGA Michigan Republican Congressman Bill Huizenga of the 4th Congressional District, consisting of the southwest corner of the state, stands to earn thousands of dollars with the new bill that he just happened to support. Dumb luck. The report notes that Bill Huizenga will land a luxurious $50,000 tax break, which is awesome considering how, as Distill Social notes, the average income per capita in Michigan is just above $39,000. But I'm sure Bill Huizenga made that money the old-fashioned way. He earned it, right? Huizenga's financial largesse is happening just when over a million Michiganders are about to lose their food assistance benefits and healthcare premiums are going through the roof because of the Trump regime's government shutdown, one that Huizenga enthusiastically supports. Thanks to the MAGA murder budget, or the Big Beautiful Bill, as the elites call it, working class families in Bill Huizenga's district are about to experience some real pain as healthcare premiums are expected to spike by some $500 to $700. And 22% of his residents rely on Medicaid, which received massive, massive cuts from that same bill. But Bill Huizenga is making an extra 50 grand at least with his vote for the bill, which goes on to show how he simply knows how to pull himself up by his own bootstraps, or by the corporate donors' bootstraps who back his campaign. Meanwhile, another Michigan congressman is slated to earn some serious dough thanks to that same budget bill. John James is scheduled to collect a nice tax break of 12 grand, at least. Yes, this is the same John James who's running to become the MAGA Republican nominee for Michigan's governor's race next year. And this is the same John James who not only refused to appear at a MAGA gubernatorial debate this week, but who also refuses to show up for any town halls and explain to his constituents why rising healthcare costs, higher inflation, lowering corporate tax rates, and lowering tax rates for Betsy the Boss, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump are kick-ass victories for the working class. Since it's Halloween, I'll just say he's acting like Claude Rains, the Invisible Man. Old movie reference, I know. James, who represents the 10th Congressional District in Macomb County on the southeast side of the Mitten, also voted in favor of the same bill to gut Medicaid and food assistance programs. At the same time, I'm sure he just loves voting for trillion-dollar defense budgets with no oversight and had zero problems with Dear Leader Trump shelling out $40 billion to the MAGA Argentinian government. And I'm sure John James fully backs Dear Leader's complete destruction of the east wing of the White House to build a 90,000-square-foot ballroom so James can wine and dine with the elites and the corporate donor class who will back his campaign next year. Oh, and let's not forget how the bill cut corporate tax rates so that those who have stock in corporations will earn even more money. I'm sure not many in Congress will benefit from that one, right? And let's not forget that they are earning a salary from us while not working for the past month. Perhaps that's why it cannot be a surprise that a recent Washington Post ABC Ipsos poll shows that 45% of the American public blames Trump and the Republicans for the shutdown, and independents blame Trump and Republicans more than Democrats by a 2-to-1 margin, 46-23%. They see grifting and government corruption is a hallmark of MAGA Republicanism, and the people are catching up to it now and are angry watching congressmen like Bill Huizenga and John James use the government for their own personal wealth and gain. But what do you expect when their dear leader is doing the exact same? It's gotten so bad that even Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who used to be the most MAGA of MAGA, is calling out her Republican leadership for the shutdown that's hurting her own constituents. When you've lost Marge, I think you've lost complete control of the situation. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Lions and take the battle to them.